You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. We're back again. It's episode 227, Ben? 227?
Yes, sir.
You wrote it down. 227.
Good to see the director of the show is on top of things.
The Dad Bod Golf Pod.
It's not as bad as Nate when he ran it. He was like, episode 104. It's like, Nope, we are way more past
110 off. Close, right there by it. Yeah. Glad y'all are back. Why would you ever come back and listen to the show? I have no idea, but we're glad you're here. It's Friday. We're getting ready for the weekend, and tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Hopefully, you've already got your account set up, but if you haven't, you can log in today, sign up, and get a 50% welcome bonus. Last night, you could have pounded the Chiefs and the Chargers. When we're recording this, it should be just about to kick off. So I'm on the Chiefs. So you can hate on me when you're reading this.
I'm on the Chiefs.
You can hate on me if you're listening. If they lose, you got me. But anyway.
As long as Patrick Mahomes is playing football, I'm on the Chiefs.
Ride it till it bucks you. Use coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V. Get that 50% welcome bonus. Stack 50 bucks on top of 100 or whatever. You know, do the math. You know, put in whatever you want to put in. Add 50% on top of it. You get to play with it.
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah.
I do have to ask you, since we're talking about betonline.ag, I got to ask you, we hardly ever do this, but we won't do another show before the weekend.
Yes.
See the diploma in the back. It's no secret. This is the Auburn high hat. We live in Auburn. We don't make any bones about it.
Yeah.
Auburn is a dog, 2.5.
Penn
State. Who do you got?
I'm slapping the Penn State button, probably.
Are you really?
We'll see.
Wow.
Was that? No, honestly, Auburn may win by a field goal, but I would probably lean towards Penn State. It's just not looking good right now. Not looking good right now. Anyway, check them out. Online casino, a lot of every sport you can possibly think of to bet. Bet Online is where the game starts.
Okay, Benedict Arnold, go ahead. Where are we going?
Speaking of whatever we're just talking about. Talking about making bad bets.
Yeah.
Old J-Boy. Jay Monahan. He's made some critical gambles lately with riding that the company, the PGA Tour private jet, and it's coming home to roost.
The Wall Street Journal decided to do an investigative report because it's easy to do because you can monitor where these planes go. FAA makes it public. That's how you see coaching searches get done. People start finding out plane numbers and seeing what's leaving from their particular university and where they're going to recruit coaches and that kind of thing. And so I guess the Wall Street Journal just said, you know what? This guy keeps talking about all the money that the LIV players are making, about how they're wasting money and about how they're just greedy. Why don't we do a little deep dive on you, Jay? Let's see what you're doing.
Dive in there, Jay Boy, and see what's going on.
And, not only is he making $14.5 million a year, so that's got to really piss off all those guys that are first getting stuck. They ain't going to tournaments to watch Jay Monahan.
$14 million. Commissioner of the PGA Tour. Give me a break.
That does what? Flies to Steamboat Springs. Ain't no tournaments there, Kyle. Colorado.
You know what they say about Steamboat Springs.
Missoula, Montana. That is where we have relatives that live. There is nothing there. Except mountains and rivers, no golf courses.
A lot of white people, tons of them. Mostly all white people.
Yes. Nantucket, Massachusetts. That's where Dave Portnoy lives. So maybe he's hanging out with him. I don't know. And then the Turks, and I don't travel overseas. I don't know why I'm asking you this because you have no idea where it is. Caicos, I think that's in Greece.
Turks and Caicos. No. That's like the Bahamas.
Oh, okay.
So he's east going of the Bahamas.
See, well, Tiger does have his tournament in the Bahamas every year, but I don't see Jay there, so I'm not real sure that that's what there for. So he's been completely talking about people taking this money, and he's taking these personal trips on company money, on company time.
That's not a good look, I wouldn't think. I mean, it's just like, I'll say this, he is the CEO
or the commissioner of a billion-dollar operation, so... I think he earns the ability to be compensated, but you would think if your main cry, your main accusation against all these people that are quote unquote, destroying the game is they're just in it for the money. you would think you might want to just tone it down a tad. Like, let's just, hey, let's don't go, let's try not to go to Turks and Caicos this year. Or, hey, let's just only fly to PGA Tour stops. Let's don't go to, like,
let's
all
use the,
these bougie.
Let's use the PGA Tour plane to actually go to PGA Tour events. It's
probably
hey,
fly
idea.
Commercial once. Just once, Jay. You can fly first class. Like, they probably can't even track that.
You know what? They can't. They can track that you're possibly, if somebody sees you in the airport, see that you're on the plane. And I guess if somebody took a pictures of you or something in first class, maybe they could find out that you did. But I don't think you'd catch as much flack just flying first class.
Just fly first class, man.
I don't think anybody'd say anything.
PGA or how about this? Do wheels up or something like that. Do wheels up or like net jets.
Exactly.
Heck, they got PGA sponsorships. Like,
they got an Armada waiting on you on the other side if you do net jets. It's no problem.
2017. Pristine.
Exactly.
83,000 miles on it and only one cigarette burn on the seat.
His earnings in 2020, COVID year, the year that they didn't even play, $14.2 million. Yeah. Retired.
You get into that.
Yeah. Well, it
pay me $14 million to suck. Hey, you're getting paid $14 million and like several out of the top 50 that play golf on your tour has said you suck so bad we're leaving. Yes. Without the prospect of even possibly playing in a major again. Like, that's how bad the environment or whatever that you foster.
Yes.
That's how bad it is. That's saying a lot.
Here's another thing that they provided, the Wall Street Journal, when they started going over financials, because they haven't made a lot of that public. So they went ahead and upon request, they provided it. You know, he was talking about it. Remember when we talked about Pat Perez saying, hey, everybody that plays, you get a little something. So that way they at least cover their caddy fees and they cover their cost of travel. And these guys aren't staying in, you know, in roach motels. Like, you've seen that one caddy that documents every just shithole that he stays in where there's like roaches on the wall and holes in the wall.
Be good.
And so here's the thing. He talks about, the tour can't afford to do that. Projected revenue, what are you doing with it? $1.52 billion. That's a B.
Billion.
Bro, don't tell me there's not enough money. Like,
well, he already proved there was more money because they just pulled it out of thin air to start paying everybody a little bit more for these magical elevated events. Like,
well, as the Wall Street Journal mentioned, they started that last year with the PIP program that nobody knew what that was. The player impact program, and so they just pulled $100 million out right there just to feed people for who knows what, because the rules and regulations were never released about how you made that money. And
there's no leaderboard, there's no nothing.
Yeah, there's no nothing. And so
they awarded it the correct way, and then you get to the end, like everybody thought Phil won, and he didn't even really win. Tiger
didn't
won.
Win. Yeah. So it's like,
or no, did Tiger won, right?
Yeah, Tiger won.
Of course he did.
So, yeah, for making one swing on a broken leg, remember?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Making one swing and then walking with his son, limping with crutches around a golf course from a TMZ shaded video from the
did he not play
the bushes.
In the – that didn't count. The whatchamacallit, the scramble that he played in, that didn't count in that year? Maybe not. That was pretty electric.
Yeah, that was electric. I mean, that created some search. But
that was
still,
electric.
By the way, and this was not on the rundown for Kyle. But you mentioned that right there. How about Will Zalatoris coming out this week and saying, "Tiger, take a cart. We want you back on tour. Like, if you don't request it, we'll request it for you. We want you back on tour." Tiger still says he still says he's not doing it.
So you can do that. You can just request a cart.
Yeah, no, remember Casey, what's his name, petitioned for it and got it. At certain events, majors wouldn't allow him to do it. He had to walk in. But, it's a per-event type deal. You just have to claim that you've got a medical condition that requires you to not walk.
I got to say something. The Will Zalatoris, I really like him. This aw shucks, I feel like I shouldn't even be here bullshit. I don't like it at all. But oh, Rory's the greatest human that's ever walked the earth. We're so lucky to be able to be in his presence. So,
yep.
You know what, man? Be a freaking stud and go out and just say I'm the best player out here, and y'all are lucky to be around me. Like, let's just
you've had a ton of top tens. Act like it.
This all shucks stuff. I'm just not a big fan of. I don't like it one bit.
Because you know he's not all shucks, or he wouldn't have fired his caddy mid round.
Yeah, it's
I mean, Alpha's fire caddies mid round, not all shucks guys.
I mean, I think it's probably legit. I can't tell if it's genuine or if it's just like he feels like he has to say it. But like, I mean,
I don't think it's genuine.
You don't?
No, I don't think it's genuine at all.
I don't know. He basically just said, you know, like I said, Rory's the greatest thing. We're so lucky to have him. He talks well or something. And then, yeah. And then the Tiger thing. It may be fake or whatever, because we're sort of being led to believe that Rory and Tiger are sort of taking their commissioner. They're sort of taking over the commissioner, mm-hmm. player commissioner role. So I don't know, Will, you're really good and you're better than probably both of them. So let's just play.
Yeah. At this point, he's better than both of them. You stack this past year up against both of their years. He made more money. He did with herniated discs.
Like, you're really good. Really good, Will. Like, just be the best. Like, just go out and think you're the best and be the best. I like you. Don't go all shucks on me. Please don't.
Just get up in the morning and piss excellence.
We need one guy. I need one guy. Like, JT, I think, can be that guy. We need one guy. Just one. PGA Tour, just give me one, please.
I will say, I think JT toned it down with the whole PGA Tour torch.
Yep.
I think he
got shut out. He got shut out of this whole thing.
And I think he was like, you know what? No, I'm doing my thing. I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to win tournaments. And if I win tournaments.
What if JT's the one that goes slip?
That would be fantastic. The company that he sports, that he's wearing, is an overseas company. So I'm kind of curious if that's the case.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get to a little bit of that in just a second. Before we do that, we got to talk about Swannies.co. Men, if you got on the Swannies box, you got it today. Your September subscription box just showed up as you're possibly listening to the show, or later today if you're listening to it in the morning. The seasonal, if you missed out, you can get on the next one. Don't worry about it. But if you don't want to wait till then, there's tons of stuff on the site to check out. Look good, feel good. And then you add those together. And like Prime said, then you play good.
Yes.
Swannies.co, use coupon code DadBodGolfPod -25. Take 25% off literally every order for the rest of eternity.
Did you just drop a Dion reference?
Yeah. Prime time.
I love it.
They should make a Prime Time shirt. Swannies should make a shirt and call it Prime Time. Just because of the show. Anyway, they're awesome. Check them out. Save big. And stay tuned, because we're going to do an unboxing, and I promise I won't open my box before y'all. So I sent them all three to me. So
you promised that last time.
I'm in control of this.
Yeah. So you're not going to open your box before we open ours. You're going to open all open of our boxes.
I may open everybody's and then put the shitty stuff in one box and, you know, whatever. No, it's because it's not that would be nothing. There is nothing that I could do to make that a thing. So, be on the lookout, for that video, and, be sure to show them some love, Swannies.co. All right. So talking about Liv, there was some speculation. The tweet came out. There's going to be one top 10 guy who's pissed off about the Rory and Tiger deal, and he's going to go Liv, top 10 guy. So there's some speculation because of what happened at the Tour Championship. Some of the things that John Rahm said, that it was possibly going to be John Rahm, because he was definitely not happy. He made the whole comment like, there's two guys. If you got questions, you need to go ask the two guys, and you know who I'm talking about.
He wasn't invited to the meeting.
Right. Exactly. So there was this account. I talked about it, you know, the greatest golf, you know, insider in history, at Liv Tracking. And he says, my Liv source just confirmed with me, John Rahm to Liv Invitational is indeed a go. I've never been wrong about a Liv signing. Just look at my track record. That's a pretty strong word right there.
That is. Yep.
Well, old Johnny boy, I kind of like this. He tweeted back to him, and he says, well, I hate to inform you that you have just started a losing streak. In other words, your track record just took a L.
Yep.
Because you and your source are wrong. I want to thank you for the lift in the pip, though. That's pretty good stuff. So, seemingly, we've seen this before. We've seen people like, you know, I'm not going to go do that, and then I end up doing it. But that I don't know. I don't really take John Rahm for that kind of guy. So
yeah, Rahm doesn't seem like a guy that plays games. He really seems he's one that's an alpha. He's one that I kind of wish would step up like JT. And
yeah,
and if he's going to stay on the PGA Tour and he's not going to go live, then I would like to see more out of him and less out of Rory.
Oh, I mean, I'm with you. You know why? Because he doesn't run his mouth. He just goes out there and plays freaking unbelievable golf. So, if that's not John Rahm, who's it going to be? I mean,
he was my choice, so now I got to pick a different choice.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that just pretty much circles Victor Hovland. Like, it's got to be Victor Hovland.
And which one of you picked Cantlay?
I picked Cantlay. You still got Cantlay, Shoffley, Morikawa, and Hovland. I feel like those are the only possible ones. And out of those, it's just got to be Victor Hovland.
It's got to be Hovland because he's the only one that hadn't said no. The rest of those guys have said no. So if they come back and say yes now, they've gone back. But
you know, there was that one rumor for a while that Morikawa, there was that rumor where it was like everybody was for sure.
I think there were discussions and they didn't meet his means is what I think. And just never went public.
They don't typically miss a number. Like, they'll hit a number if you don't watch out. You throw something out there, they'll freaking hit it. there was some talk about him. There was some Xander talk early. There was some Xander talk for a while. And only two, there's never really been a lot of Hovland talk or Cantlay talk. It's always, I mean, out of those four, it's probably been Xander and Morikawa that's had the most smoke. But the thing is, the Live Tour just seems like it fits Victor Hovland. Like, go fly on jets, squirt champagne all over each other, win $1 billion, and smoke a bunch of weed. Like, that just seems like, and party on a jet. That just seems like Victor Hovland, and wear terrible clothes.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's my first choice. I still say I don't – the jury's out because you've got President's Cup coming out that Cantlay and Shoffley are on.
Yeah.
So they're not going to announce before that happens.
Before that, for sure.
And the source
supposedly said, did they not say it was going to be for this next tournament, which I guess this should be underway if you're listening. So,
I think they just said that the next person to go will be a top 10 guy. I don't think they gave a like specific date. So, I'd be interested to see if it's that. Don't they go overseas next? I mean, after they hit Florida, they hit Florida one more time.
Florida is the last one.
I thought
Florida's the Thailand trip, last. Didn't they? Florida's like the next to last one.
And then don't they head to Thailand or South Korea or somewhere?
They do go out there, for sure.
They got one more trip overseas.
That leads
me to believe that it may be Shoffley. Shoffley loves playing in Asia.
Really? I did not know this.
It leads me to believe that there may be a chance that he joins them for like the last couple of tournaments and then stays with them the next year. I don't know.
Yeah, you got so after Chicago, they go to Bangkok and then they go to Jeddah, which I assume is somewhere in Saudi Arabia or somewhere. Yeah, it is in Saudi Arabia and on the Red Sea. And then they come to Doral. Doral's the last one. The season ending team championship will be hosted on the Blue Monster at Trump National Doral, Miami. So that's in October, end October. So October's pretty packed. October's got three tournaments, three live events. Then we got Chicago this weekend. So I don't know. I don't know who it's going to be. I hope it's somebody for the talking points.
Shoffley and Cantlay are two peas in a pie. I didn't realize that. They were talking to them a couple of weeks ago when they were at that tournament, and they were because one of the rounds they were paired together, and they're like, you guys just seem to be comfortable. They're like, yeah, ever since we got paired a couple of years ago, we've kind of made a friendship out of it. And now we play practice rounds together. They do everything together. So wouldn't that be a bomb dropped if both of them are like, you know what? We're young. We're going to go make $1 billion. Just the two of us. We're going to go hang out and we're going to fly on private jets and be buds.
Then you'd have three in the top 10 in the world.
Yes. That's a killer for a guy that just made $14.2 million and is flying around on company planes.
That's a tough one. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I had to bet right now, I wish there could possibly be a line on Bet Online. I'd slap Victor Hovland. If I had those four, I think I'm going to ride with Victor Hovland until it's not. It's Victor Hovland until it's not. How about that?
Well, and one reason being is because – you mentioned he doesn't have we saw the video of when he was in the airport and like being nice to people while he's all by himself. Like, he doesn't look like he has like a ton of friends on tour.
He's kind of a weird dude.
It's not like he's, you know, a big practice round guy with the same people every time, or You see him in, like, when they're he's not one of the golf boys that's going and hanging out down there in the Bahamas and playing golf barefooted and that kind of thing. Like, he's just – he's kind of a loner. He's kind of out there by – I mean, even when he trained, like, growing up, he talked about he was in the cold, that special they did where he was going to this warehouse and hitting into just a big sheet sitting on the side of a – by himself. Like, he just grew up practicing by himself. He was a loner. I mean, he played with Matthew Wolf, and they're not even friends. They played at Oklahoma State together.
So be a loner and just go make – $120 million.
I mean,
you kind of feel like I almost wonder this too. Like, none of those guys have won. Collins, the only one that's won a major. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, is that something like they want to? They want to go, but it's like, do I want to get that major under my belt before I go? Or does that mean something? I don't know. And Collins got that, so he's got two. So, would that make – would a major – being a major winner, would that make you more likely to go versus not one – not have won one?
I think so. I think because that also gives you a leg up as far as even if you're on live, you've already seen the talk where you've seen – I sent you another one where you actually got a young player now that's come out. Cam Smith said he wants the best in the world playing in the majors. I sent you that text. So he's just like Padraig is. So if you got a major under your belt, it's easier probably for you to go because you know that – probably
you're a past champion, so you'll get to play. You should anyway.
At the end of the day, you're probably going to get invited back to play in a major, even if you're on live, just because you've got people, you've got players already fighting for next year for you to be able to play.
Yeah.
That have come out and are against live, but they still want you to be able to play in the tournament. So, I think you may be right. You, if it's not Hoblin, it could be Morikawa. He's the only one that's got that major under his belt.
It's true. It's true.
Or two of them, I guess we should say. Like, you're right, got two of them.
All right, switching gears just a little bit. We're going to take this thing a completely different direction. I don't know why I thought about this. I want to say I probably saw an Instagram video and just started thinking about
I told you
something that we've all – I know all – at least we've tried at least one, maybe multiple, and that's swing training aids for the amateur golfer. We've been – I know you've gotten got by this infomercial – any infomercial, or you had a buddy who told you, hey, this cured me. This is it. This is the thing. This is it. I want to talk about them. We've all done it and just have some story time and go over it. So, I think I want to start off.
Okay.
Here's the question. Have you ever tried a swing training aid, and what was it, and did it help you or did it hurt you? What's a swing training aid you saw that you just thought that's the one and you used it? So you go first.
Okay. The first one I'm going to save because Kyle likes how I like make up rules. This isn't necessarily, there's one that wasn't necessarily a swing training aid, but I do want to talk about it because it's a training aid. The first one, and I did mention this one to you, I'm going to save the surprise for you till later. The first one that I used, because it was real big in the late 90s and early 2000s, every golf course had it because you could literally make them yourself. The thing made out of the PVC pipe, the big stay-on plane, big circle that was down on the range, cheap to make. Everybody could hand make. So that's another thing. You're putting your swing literally in the hands of a stranger who knows if they measured that crap right or not.
Yeah.
And so you're over there swinging on it.
Could be steep as hell, flat.
You're supposed to be. Yeah, exactly. You're supposed to keep the club like on the PVC the entire time. So that way you just stay in complete, like perfect rotation. So I used that, didn't work. You've seen my outside end. I think I even broke a couple of them.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you got in that sucker, somebody's getting hurt. There's going to be shrapnel flying if you're in one of those things.
Like, I got like white PVC marks all over the like hosel of my club because that's all I'm doing is just pounding that thing on the way down. And
the bottom left corner, just
wearing it out, out the end.
Across. You're hearing this thing like every time there's a swing, it's like bam.
That's great.
That's me. And then one of the other ones that I used, and I don't know if you remember this or not, it came out in the 2000s. The Medicus.
Oh my gosh! The club thing was impossible.
It would break. It would break if you got off plane or if your tempo was off and you got too fast. And then if you came through and you were coming through too fast, and you've seen my violent swing,
or if you
I didn't have a chance with this thing.
No, like, if you flip it at the end, the club. Yes. I mean,
And you've seen me, my wrist break at the end and I dropped the club head. Like, that is the worst aid ever for me. Like, all I did was an unfolding lawn chair every single time I swung it.
Were you ever able to hit it?
Yeah, but I mean, it was so uncomfortable to do. Like, it was one of those things where it wasn't my natural swing. So I was like, I'm not doing that. That means I got to totally have to learn how to reswing a golf club.
Well, I think that was the point.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. If the ball's going fairly straight, I'm just sticking with that. You know what I mean?
If it's in the air, you can go in a general direction I want it.
Was able to hit that thing.
At that point in time, I mean, I was a whole lot better golfer too. I was probably more of like a 3 or 4 than I am now. So I was like, I'm not going to completely change my swing. What am I going to go to? A 2? Like there was no
could
benefit
the difference.
To it.
Marco Mira said it was a difference.
And then, I mean, he won a Masters. That was about it.
Amazing 2-year run.
Yes, he did. In his like 40s or something too.
Yeah.
And then the last one that I used, it was given to me by a former LPGA tour player. It is, you've seen the Yes Putters, name brand is Yes Putters. Well, they make a Yes Putter training aid that is basically
the old Sea Groove.
This was pre Sea Groove. It's just you got the regular putter handle and a putter head, but the shaft is like a real stiff wire, so it bends. It makes you're basically trying to go back without breaking the shaft, like the shaft bending at all, or you can't putt. Like, so,
bending the shaft sucks.
Yes, especially when you're putting.
Yeah, or in general, in anything.
And I still have that thing. I need to bring that to the course and let you try it out. That's the only one that has worked. That will teach you tempo on your putting stroke.
I don't think I've seen this one.
That's the only one that's ever worked for me that I love. I still, if I'm putting bad, I'll come home. You don't even have to have
still
a ball
have
like to putt with. Yeah, I still got it.
I want to see it.
Yeah,
I
still got
thing.
It.
I got to see his wand.
Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. And it will teach you tempo. And you know what I'll do? I'll let you see it, but we'll take it to the course. But I'll put it like a picture of it on our Twitter and Instagram so people can see what I'm talking about, because they'll see it and they'll be like, I've never seen, because I got it from a former LPGA tour player. I've never seen it sold anywhere. I don't know if she said she got it from when Yes was trying to pitch them to use their putters on tour.
Yeah.
And so they had those training aids and gave all of them one, and she didn't like it. So she said, here, you want this? And so that's how I got it.
Interesting.
I've never seen it sold anywhere.
What was it called?
It's a yes training aid, because it's made by Yes Putters, so it's just a Yes training aid.
I'll have to check that thing out. I love putting drills, putting things, so I'd like to try it. So here's my, I'm really embarrassed about mine. I have some of the worst. So,
you should be, because you leaked one of them to me, and that I'm embarrassed for you.
So I went through a dark time where I couldn't hit the ball beyond 200 yards off the tee because I was ballooning it, tons of spin.
I may be exaggerating just a little bit. I mean, it was bad. It was bad. I couldn't compress the ball. And I was like, there's got to be this magic fix out there. So I went to two ones that I went through. So the first one I did was, if you've ever seen these commercials, it was Tejada Golf. Okay. And it was basically, I can't remember the guy's name. You got to look it up. Tejada Golf. It was a like karate yoga based golf skills deal, and it was like a workout that sort of built on each other, and I got really into it. And
it's a 60-day training program.
60 days. I was like, 60 days, I'm gonna invest 60 days into it. Hell, I think it was like $100. It was expensive. I think I did like a week, and
I have seen this.
Look at the videos. The videos are hilarious. This dude's doing like these turn drill, like this, you got to open your chest whenever you rotate.
Oh my
it's like
gosh.
pulling a bow and arrow back. Like,
did you buy this drunk one night off of Golf Channel? Like, you saw
no,
it.
I was
and you
totally
were like,
sober.
You
I was
were
totally
like,
sober.
Hell yes, I am getting that.
I was totally sober, but I just thought that was going to be it. And then that didn't work. So I was like, you know what? There's no way this one can't work. And it was the swing jacket. I did do the swing jacket. So that's, if you've ever seen the swing jacket, it's essentially a rail system. Like, your arms go in these hook. Your arms go in these loops.
You look absolutely ridiculous. That thing's $157.
I was scared.
You paid for
it? Oh yeah, totally. I think I found a coupon code. It had a DVD in it and everything. But they wanted you to take it to the range, and I was embarrassed to take it to the range. So I never took it to the range. I'll
isn't
just
Tim
swing.
Cup wearing that in the in Tim he's, Cup? Isn't he wearing that in the?
He's wearing something like that where it keeps your arms, together. But the swing jacket, and that made it honestly made things worse. Like it was like I could at least make contact and get the ball in the air with this sucker.
Kyle, it looks like you got scoliosis when you wear this thing.
It's awful. It's awful. You're restricted. You can't do anything. It's probably, I mean, honestly, the science behind it probably is good. But if I was embarrassed to wear it in public. That was number one. I should have thought about that. And then number two, it didn't work.
The fact that I Google image this and the first thing that comes up are golf training aids, and literally on line three of the Google images, it's a woman's jacket called a swing jacket. And I think you'd look fabulous in it, by the way.
They make another training aid that's similar. It's like the swing sleeve. You've seen that?
Yes,
used the swing sleeve, but it's a similar concept where they just kind of, it's like this weird shirt. Podrick Harrington.
He is in the picture He's wearing it.
Yeah. Is he? Yep, that's the one. But yeah, look up this.
Recognize any of the pros in this swing jacket thing that you're wearing, though.
They don't, because they don't do it. They don't do it. It's because it's the dumbest thing ever. It's the dumbest thing ever. Yeah, so I did that. And then probably the one that I've used the most, but I think it honestly ended up hurting me, was the Momentus. The Momentus. You ever seen the Momentus? It's like the weighted short club that,
yes,
supposedly if you swing it 6 inches in front and then do your regular golf swing, it puts you perfectly on plane. The problem is if you do it, I feel like if you do it too much, it gets to where you're not using your lower body. And so then you're just a lot of arms. And I think that's what my golf swing is now, is a lot of arms. Cause I think I was like, you know what? I'm going to get this Momentus. I'm going to swing it 100 times a day. This weighted club, and I think I can't get it out of him. So now
those
things,
I remember those. They were like $100. Now they got something similar that's out now. Are you going to try it? The new lag, training aid.
The lag shot is very intriguing because tempo has always been a problem of mine, and it's It's supposed to be able to. I mean, that's supposed to be the big thing. It's all about tempo. Tempo. Yeah. They say, oh, you want to put on a video of you want to look like Fred Couples, you want to look like Ernie Els, you want to look like VJ or whoever. Like, this is the way you go. This is the way you go is the lag shot. So
see, but the thing is, of course, I guess I'm used to seeing mine and Nate swing. You keep talking about tempo. Your tempo is way better than ours. If anybody could use the lag shot, it's me and him for sure.
Maybe so, but
It's time. It's probably not so much tempo as it is just my swing so screwed up. It's all about timing. So I'm either going to my timing's going to be good, or it's going to be a long day. So would love to hear some of the training aids you've done or you've tried. Hit us in the comments, DMs, whatever. Tell us some stories.
Yeah, and make them like absolutely idiotic, like Kyle did. Like, tell me that you spent $157 on a swing jacket and what it did. I don't want to hear about. I used the alignment sticks, or I did something like that, or I put the whatever it was the
what's one you swear by? Tell me, like, give us one you swear by. You say this is. I'm telling you, you try this.
Yeah, because Kyle and I were talking about. Kyle asked me. He said, "Is there anything?" I said, "Not swing." I said, "The ones I've tried, I don't like." I said, "So I've never found a swing aid that I like." So if they've got one they swear by, if anybody needs it, it's me. I mean, me and Nate, we need it. Our swings are so violent and so loose, and it's a timing thing too. I mean, you can tell like days when we're off, we're really off.
Yeah. Well,
So we could definitely use it. So yeah, if you swear by something, hit us up in the comments. I'd love to see what it is. And then I'll also upload a picture of that Yes Putter training aid at some point in time.
I can't wait to see it. Something we both swear by, and that's our Blue Tees rangefinder. Yes. You guys got to get it. It's got literally all the features of the big guy range finders. It's got the toggle on and off slope. It's got the buzz lock on, the magnet on the side, the scan mode, the beautiful carrying case. They look good. They work.
The yardages are just within a couple of yards of some of the big boys. Yep. So there's no reason to pay $600. Save a ton. Use coupon code DADBOD. Save 10% off of essentially 50% savings, because you're going to pay like half of what. Yes. You pay for the big guys, and then you're going to take another 10% off. So save big. Check them out. BlueTees.com. It's where rangefinders start.
Yes.
Ben, happy Friday.
Yes, man.
Go play some golf this week. Go watch some football this weekend. And we will check out this LIV Golf, the Fortnite championship that's underway, and we'll have hopefully have some storylines.
Yes, Ricky.
Talk about Ricky going deep on day one. Hopefully he
change clubs, change teachers.
So let's keep an eye on that.
And he goes 5 under.
There you go.
I'm glad to see you went. You can tell Ricky's getting our age. Well, my age now, not yours, because you're much younger than me. He went cavity backs.
He's younger than me.
He went cavity backs.
Did he?
He went from those.
I think Ricky's younger than me.
He may be. He doesn't look it by the – well, he does when he's got his wife standing next to him. They showed a picture. Golf.com put a picture up of his clubs that Cobra designed for him. Every one of them are cavity backs, even the 7, 8, 9. I thought he'd do like some sort of progression type deal, but he didn't. He was hitting that daggum 2 iron that you saw that looked like a friggin' butter knife, and he never was hitting it well. And I'm like, bro, you're not
get
that
some game
anymore.
Improvements. Get some game improvement irons. Yeah.
Go get the swing jacket, Ricky.
Go to Dick's.
Come on, man.
Go to Dick's and get you some game improvement irons. Y'all, hey,
maybe y'all go buy some clubs this weekend. Go do something golf related before you watch football. Have a great time. It's episode 227. Appreciate it. See y'all on Monday. Dad Bod Golf Pod. And we're always
you've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.